Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And sadly, I have to report to you that we have lost a very exceptional American. Roger Ailes is dead at the age of 77. Roger Ailes, who was president for so long of Fox News and was taken out, if you will, because of sexual harassment charges, which appear to be very much trumped up by a certain personality who had, her show was canceled because it was terrible. Just my opinion. I mean, I never liked the show. Anyway, but I don't want to belabor that right now because it's a time of celebration of Roger Ailes and all that he has done for conservatism. And certainly bringing along Fox News as the dominant cable news outlet. It's kind of interesting. I'm looking at the Drudge sheet right here, the face of Drudge. It says Roger Ailes dead, end of an era. And I would say it is the end of an era. It's an end of an era for cable news and cable systems, actually. I think you're going to see it's interesting, this whole evolution of communication, but you're going to see the demise of cable news networks as we know it here in the next 5 years, clearly. More and more people are getting rid of cable, and I only have it for news reasons, actually, just so I have multiple news sources. That's the only reason I have it. I don't use it for anything else, actually. And, you know, I know a lot of my family members don't have it at all. So, and friends, they just nit, nyan, nada, goodbye, no to cable. So it is an end of an era that Roger Ailes has passed away. His wife, Elizabeth, put out a note to everybody about it. It says, I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Ailes, passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, to his son, Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was also a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard and to rise and to give back. During a career that stretched over more than five decades, his work in entertainment, in politics, and in news affected the lives of many millions. And so even as we mourn his death, we celebrate his life. And that is from Elizabeth Ailes, talking about her husband, Roger Ailes, who passed away at the age of 77 today. And, it is a new era, an end of one and a new one for another. And that's the thing that's really so interesting out there, how this whole thing plays out. So, anyway, I just wanted to report that to you. That happened just before we went on air earlier in the 2 hours ago. We were starting to hear that report come out, and people were kind of sad and so on. We got a little flashed. First thing when I get news things, I get a whole series of things that come across the screen at me, and whether or not I want to report on them or not, or if they're playing into what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio and the way we do business here at Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, if you want to call in and talk about this, you can. Telephone number is 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. We'll have the lines open, and you can call in if you want to talk about Roger Ailes, or if you want to talk about the deep state, or if you want to talk about this whole Russian thing that's going on out there, or if you want to talk about Orville Dam, one of the other interesting subjects. You know, it's interesting, this attack by the deep state, and we are... the front headlines on one of our stories, we just call it like it is here on Agenda 21 Radio. And what we're talking about, of course, is the real deep state activity and the war that really is going on. And we've been trying to tell you that we've been at war, not with necessarily the weapons of war, the traditional sense of weapons of war. There's a new batch of weapons out there in this war for your minds. And we try and let you understand that there's a whole host of tools out there that are available to you to have your minds shaped by. And computers and tablets and phones and all this stuff is really having an effect on the whole population. There's no doubt about it. But that's where the war is actually at. It's in your handheld. It's in your mini iPad. It's in your iPad. It's in your computer screens. It's coming at you even by cable outlets, which are diminishing because most people are using as news sources and their communications devices, these iPhones and Androids and all this stuff. That's where the war is, and it is a cyber war. There's no doubt about it. And the elites, the globalists, if you will, the deep state, they've teamed together, and they are at war with us Americans. And where they're taking it out is the main objection, the objective, if you will, is to destroy Donald Trump and what he represents. And it's not, the thing that's really interesting is that you true Democrats, you true liberals should be afraid of this. Because they're going after you too. I mean, it doesn't really, this is a whole different ball game, what we're dealing with here in terms of their behavior, characteristics, and so on. These are people who really do want to destroy the United States of America, and they're going to do everything they possibly can, including destroying dams, including, you know, terrorist attacks, including cyber warfare. I mean, all this stuff, including the economy. That is their goal. And their goal in the end is to plunder. Plunder. Yeah. Plunder the wealth of the world for themselves. Not for you, not for me. They want to destroy inalienable rights. They want to destroy the Constitution of the United States of America. They want to take your Bible away. All these things are facts of life. And they're trying to do it right now in plain sight, right at you. And a lot of people are caught on, and we want to encourage you to understand this is the war that's been laid at our hands right now. And we have to do something about it. We have to step up. We have to step forward and say, not here. We're going to stop you. So, how long is this war going to last? That's the big question, right? I guess that's a big question. And can we sustain it? Can we sustain the constant drumming of the global elites? Will we get tired? It's a war inside. And Dennis Kucinich said it best. He said it earlier in the show. I think we're going to play it again because it's such a great comment by Dennis Kucinich. This is a war inside our own country. Now, if you listen to this show, you know we've been saying that all along, of course. All along. Now, will we sustain it? The battle against the deep state, against the globalists. I say yes, we can. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, it's 215-867-8255. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Weighing in, Dick Morris. Remember him? Worked for Bill and Hillary Clinton. In his DickMorris.com article, his article, Special Prosecutor for Trump Russia Investigation is a Disaster. And, you know, it's, there's a lot of people saying, well, this will take the Trump administration, you know, out of the equation and they don't have to do all this investigation and so on. Some people are saying it's a brilliant move by Rosenstein, who is an Obama appointee. See, this is the problem. Obama appointee. At the Justice Department to do this. It says the Trump, this is the article, and it's Dick Morris brings up some pretty good points here and something that we should be looking at. It says Special Prosecutor for Trump Russia Investigation is a Disaster. The Trump administration may never recover from the decision of Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein to cave into Democratic pressure and appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the totally fictitious scandal of Trump's relationship with Putin. Okay, and I think it's important that you understand that all this is fictitious, right? I mean, it is. There's not a shred of evidence anywhere. Now, what the left is doing, what the deep state is doing at this point is wanting to parlay that belief system into justification for, this is me talking now, this is nothing with his article. They want to parlay that justification is to say, hey, we have nothing to hide here. Go ahead and do it. Silly gooses, go ahead and do it. Which is wrong-headed thinking, by the way. But this is the stuff Republicans always cave to. It's kind of traditional Republican, typical Republican attitude. And, you know, nobody's thinking ahead about these things, except for Dick Morris. Somebody should have given Dick Morris the call. Says, the prosecutor hired to investigate something that never happened will not report Trump's innocence. Special prosecutors never do. They justify their own existence, importance, budget, and staff by finding something to prosecute. Ham sandwich, anyone? Usually the crime they end up going after is one that his own investigation has created. I want to bring up the ham sandwich. Remember, you hear this about prosecutors or people talking about litigation. You can prosecute a ham sandwich if you want to and find it guilty. Remember the Valerie Plame affair? After years of work, the special counsel found that no crime had occurred. The person who leaked her link to the CIA was authorized to do so. With no crime to come up with, Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, indicted poor Scooter Libby and aide to VP Dick Cheney for perjury, a crime that never would have taken place had there been no investigation. That's how special prosecutors work. In the meantime, they hobby the president, drain away his political credibility, separate him from his supporters, and paralyze his administration. No legislator is willing to lend his support for fear of what the prosecutor might find. Each one will run for cover rather than work with Trump to get something done. I believe that. In appointing a prosecutor, Rosenstein has killed the administration's ability to function. No health care overhaul, no tax cuts, no government reform, all while we wait the results of a nothing investigation into a nothing scandal. And did Mr. Rosenstein get vested with the... It says, and did Mr. Rosenstein get vested with his power to destroy? The Democrats sidelined Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, for doing his job as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and meeting with the Russian ambassador. He was forced to recuse himself when he said he knew of no instance of a Trump campaign official or aide meeting with the Russians. Of course, Sessions was no campaign aide, but a senator doing his job. Remember that? And we were saying at the time, he's just doing his job. See, the fix is in, guys, on the special prosecutor. And it's, you know, you have an Obama appointee. I said this at the beginning. You have an Obama appointee running the show here? He's exactly right. Dick Morris is exactly right. He's spot on here. Mueller is a fair man, and perhaps he will resist the temptation to look under rocks that aren't even there in search of scandal that never happened. Let us pray, he says. And I say, hallelujah, brother. He has some other articles. Trump assassination by leak. The real story about Trump and Russia. This is, you know, I don't get to Dick Morris too much. He's on our link list, but I just don't get to him too much. But I think the point is well taken. What are we going to get out of this special prosecutor? And again, this is the logic of the left, as he just laid out there. He understands the left. He was part of the left logic system for a long time. There's no there, so let's make it there. Let's make a there. That goes back to the comment that Bill Steiner told me over the phone a couple hours ago. He says, man, I just can't believe all these sociopaths running around. He said, the whole left is acting like all my sociopathic inmates. It's a crack up. I'm going to get him to say that on there. We're going to have him on the show. It's a guy I got to get keep back in touch with because he keeps you kind of balanced. He's like, you know, really got some credentials behind him. So anyway, just remind me of the inmates. The inmates are out running the institution. That's really what we have here. There's there, and then there's no there, and then there's real there. That's what we have here. They're creating something that is absolutely nothing. But I think that this is a losing proposition for the president. This is the left's way to try and neuter and castrate the president. They don't need an impeachment. No, they've already got it. They've already got it. And who's going to want to work with Trump at this point? See, they had a bull in the China closet, and they had to control the bull before he broke all the China. So this is their attempt. Now, I guess the question is, with this laid out, and I hope that Trump people are listening, because, you know, at some point the president has to listen to not the one world order folks. You know, one of the things that really kind of scared the bejesus out of me was a photograph just, I think it was last week, losing track of time. Are you? Yeah. I think it was last week. But you had the president sitting with Henry Kissinger, Mr. Globalist himself, the president of the New World Order. I mean, God, it doesn't get any more globalist and trilateral than Henry Kissinger. It doesn't get any more. And he's sitting there with President Trump, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God. I mean, but this is the world that they have out there. And Trump needs to learn this. I mean, of course, what has he learned? Will his presidency survive? I think it will. I think where it's going to survive is us, the people. And this is the clarion call that's out there by all of us on the media, is to support Trump. Because if we get into the game of replace Trump, that's the game they want us to get into. It wouldn't matter if it was Pence at this point. In fact, if we had replaced Trump after he was elected and followed that whole thing that they tried to steer it this way and they want to get rid of Trump and he did this, that, and the other, and he doesn't deserve it, and then, you know, we're going to influence the Electoral College and we're going to take Trump out, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then we did have President Pence. Might they be calling for Pence to be taken out right now? And the answer to that is, heck yeah. We got rid of the one guy, we can get rid of this guy. We have this tactic down. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, 215-867-8255. We'll be back.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. And if you want to call in and become part of the show, 215-867-8255 is the call in line. And, yeah, Dick Morris brings up some really, really, really good stuff as far as I'm concerned, and about this whole thing with the special prosecutor, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's not good. I just don't think it's good in the long run. And I think his points are very well taken. There's no there, but we can create crimes along the way. And, you know, of course, the crimes that you commit or whatever happens will never be affiliated with the kingpin of them all, the man who's holding back the dam for prosecution. And, of course, that's James Comey. That whole relationship that's been going on with James Comey and the rest of the crew, if you will, to protect Hillary Rodham Clinton and the others. So, anyway, neutered in the less than 200 days in office, and you're already neutered. That's what they're trying to do. So the big question is, And I mean this. There's got to be a gut check and an overall positioning and philosophy and taking a look at what this president can do now, because effectively what they've done, and this is, you know, is that the Republicans are going to run away from this president and they're not going to want to follow his legislative plan. And the big part of that is the tax cut. Hello, is the tax cuts. And if, in fact, he can't get the tax cuts through, if, in fact, he can't get, you know, Obamacare straightened out, then he's a failed president. And you'll lose in the 2020 election, period, end of subject. See, this is the swamp we're talking about here. This is the swamp creatures fighting back. So there's got to be a different philosophy here on how you can handle the special prosecutor. And, of course, he's in charge of the special prosecutor. Does he fire Rosenstein? I think he should have. Listen, the biggest problem that Republicans have made, and the Democrats don't make this problem, and I have said this before, when Bush became president, you learn the lesson of Bill Clinton, and even Ronald Reagan didn't learn it. And I'm just shaking my head. Here Ronald Reagan comes in. He's got all Jimmy Carter people in the, well, the attorney generals. They're all Jimmy Carter people. It's justice. So what does he do? He lets them stick around, and they create problems for him. What does Bill Clinton do? What does Bill Clinton do when he comes in as president? And he's got all of George Bush and Ronald Reagan people that have been involved in the Department of State. All these are the Department of Justice. Well, even State Department. What do they do? What does he do? He fires them all. Bill Clinton fired them all. Now, we had Trump do this to some degree when first 42, but he had 100 or so. He didn't get them all. And, of course, it's created a lot of consternation. He should have fired them all straight up, right out front of everything when he got up to be president. He should have fired Comey right away. He wouldn't be having this problem now. He'd be starting right new. And, of course, it would throw the good Republicans here, the so-called non-conservative Republicans, I'm talking about the Paul Ryans, I'm sure that they were advised, oh, you can't fire everybody because the government does need to run. And Donald Trump, I'm sure in his gut, was thinking, well, and he did. He's expressed this. So Comey, he should, you know, he wanted to fire Comey from day one. Well, you should have. You knew enough about him. You should have. But he didn't. He hesitated. And that is what every Republican has done. Obama got rid of everybody from George Bush. I mean, right away. The timing would have sent strong messages had it been the first week of his presidency, but that mistake has been made now. Now, can Donald play the rope-a-dope thing and make sure these guys get all the rope in the world that they need? I think he can. And he can apply himself, but there has to be a concerted effort and strategy to apply himself. That's where you and I come in. Because I got news for you. We got the third entity, a fifth column, third rail, if you will, that's in this country now that wants to take the country out, period. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, just wants to destroy the country. Divide and conquer tactics, everything's being utilized right now, right before our very eyes. And this is what we have to do to stop it, is be informed and take action and confront people. Like your legislators, put pressure on them. Those Republican conservatives that are waffling and wavering, get them back in line. This is an emergency. It's war. This is war right inside our own country. This is how it's being waged by the elitist and the globalist, the one world order people. This is just the evidence. You don't need much evidence to realize these guys are really serious about what they're trying to do to destroy this country. The evidence is in. I guess you can say it's kind of like the old statement that the science is settled. The science is settled, which, by the way, we're going to be talking about in a minute. Yeah, because we got some feedback yesterday about the story that we ran about this study from the University of California at Davis about fish and about the Oroville Dam. Now, it's kind of interesting, the feedback, because somebody wrote something that was very astute. They got the point of my conversation, and they said, I never put together the river valve being out of service for so many years and the problem with the water temperature in the Feather River and fish hatcheries. I said, somebody's thinking out there. Somebody's thinking about the consequences of having warm water in the river killing off fish. Well, of course. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like the founding fathers. When they made the dam, they made provisions for cold water to make sure it was in the dam, or bypass going through the dam into the water, so that the temperature could be brought down that would be suitable enough for breeding, of fish spawning. Well, guess what? They did that, the founding fathers of the dam. They planned for that. Now, this is the thing that is so bothersome to people, and they probably don't want me to talk about it at the University of California, Davis. But their charade may be up. And this is the key thing. Their charade may be up. And what I mean by that is that the actual charade that they all live by, the actual charade that they have, that where they have these grants, and these grants are made specifically for crises. See, you got to have a crisis in order to get paid, right? And the crisis is global warming. Well, what would have happened to all of their studies on fish and fish habitat had everything been working on Oroville Dam for the last 50 years? What would that look like? What would their studies look like, ladies and gentlemen? Would their studies have a different outcome if that one river valve, the river valve was open and operable for the last 50 years? Do you think it may have impacted their studies when the water temperature was correct and they couldn't, it was taken away from it, they couldn't claim it was global warming that was doing that? And going forward now that they've got this valve fixed, what further studies are they going to come up with? In those studies, what information are they going to come up with? Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? Were all those studies for all those years bogus and based on fake science? Fake news, fake science? That's the way they roll over there on the left. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I was getting some feedback, a lot of feedback, from yesterday's article that we were talking about with the Oroville Dam and the issues and problems at the Oroville Dam. Now, there's a couple of articles that the report says this California's trout and salmon species could be mostly gone in a century. And, of course, we chimed in on that one. And I think this is a bogus report. I think it's bad science. And these people at UC Davis should be ashamed of themselves, as they should be ashamed of themselves for their bad science about the Delta smelt and so on. And this holding everybody hostage during the drought by always running the water out of the reservoir so that the farmers couldn't get it. That sort of thing, you know. Just minor little problems that... That we've seen here with this dam situation. And, you know, these people are really, it's interesting. You know, they have no shame about false science. And of course, I bring up a couple of things that that are out there about Oroville Dam. One of them being that they just opened up a brand new river valve, which is part of the dam system, which is part of the old... bypass tubes that were established back in the day to allow water to run freely as the natural course of the river was being bypassed as they were building the dam and they were building the Hyatt powerhouse. That was all part and parcel to the whole process. Well, they had a special valve in there that was ultimately designed to bring really, really cool air from the bottom of the reservoir of Oroville Dam. And that cool water was going to be used to drive cool water into the river on the opposite side of the dam to bring the water temperatures down so that fish could breed, you know, with cooler water. Okay, well now, you know, fish have a lot of trouble, especially, you know, ocean-going fish like the salmon who come upstream to spawn. And they get into warm water and they die. They don't reproduce properly and so on. And it's not good for the eggs. It's not good for the fertilized eggs and all that stuff. So you keep the water cold. I mean, that's just it. So back in 1967, 68, when they opened up the dam, well, some problems with that valve created right away and it didn't really function. So it's never really functioned right since they opened the dam 50-some years ago. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, if I'm doing a study as a science guy, and I'm going to be doing a lot of research on really the largest waterway in California, which is the Feather River to Sacramento, system. And of course, the largest dam in one of the largest dams in the world and the largest dam in the United States, the largest earth filled dam in the United States, Oroville, which has an enormous watershed behind it and enormous, you know, spawning capabilities as you go upstream. Now, it's kind of interesting how far you're going to be able to get upstream with some of these fish and how, you know, what altitude you get to. I think they positioned the dam, in my opinion, I'm just guessing, it seems to me they positioned the dam at the best possible place that would allow for a lot of spawning to go on before you got to the dam. But anyway, they built a fish hatchery at the base of the dam, and it is quite the fish hatchery. I've been there many times. Used to have to go over there and bus kids for smoking marijuana at the fish. I mean, it's kind of like part of the job going there every day. And of course, in salmon season, when they're running, they go up the fish ladder. And what they do is they take and they take the eggs and the milk from the male fish, and they fertilize them there, and they breed them, and they get a breed stock. And then they go and they put them into the river at various places as they grow older. There's a whole process to that, and it's really millions of fish are fertilized and hatched there, and because the spawning grounds up river are gone now. But that doesn't mean there's a lot of spawning that goes on in the river downstream, and there is, and that's where you have to control and regulate the temperature of the water that comes out of the dam, so that because the water's coming out of the dam at the Hyatt power plant, it's warmer water. It has intakes above it. But those intakes don't really get that really, really good cold water. But if you have that river valve, it'll do that job and bring the temperatures down to the river. My thinking is this. They do these studies and report on these salmon species and trout and so on, and they talk about the out-of-control temperature of the water and how it's the dam that made it so. And so, you know, their calculation is dams are bad. This gets into the whole thing of tearing down dams and the logic behind why you want to tear down dams. That's what this is about. It says it in the report. It says it in the study that basically dams are a problem and one of the big problems. So therefore, it goes into this American rivers business. We must take them down. Quote, major dams block access to spawning and rearing areas and alter the timing and volume of stream flow. Of course, major dams block access and spawning and rearing areas and alter the timing and volume of stream flow. Warmer water can favor non-native species, explained Robert Lusardi, Caltrout UC Davis wild and cold water fish researcher. So, you see, to me it says, well, how come you haven't been pushing on the Department of Water Resources to fix that valve? Or did you, I've not even think about that. You just think the dam is a problem and the dam doesn't take into account cold water, that they release all this warm water. The water gets warmed up because of the dam and gets sent downstream. Well, that's not the case. It does do that, but they've got a broken valve that no one's fixed for all these years. Now, you wonder why they have not fixed that for all these years. I do, just like the piezometers. Why are those not fixed? I mean, they only tell you when there's going to be a problem at the dam, like it might give out or earthquakes damage them. Only two at the dam work. Nothing works on that dam. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. For all the latest information, we'll have that out there for you. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, this whole fish thing. I like this comment that they make here. Major dams block access to spawning and rearing areas. And it says, for trout, which don't migrate to the ocean, alien species can impact natives, as can introduction of hatchery fish. Rainbow trout are an exception. These fish are widely stocked in waterways and can hybridize with native fish, causing more problems for other species, Moyle pointed out. So that hybridization thing is a problem. It's kind of interesting. Popcorn is hybridized. I don't know if you know that. You cannot find the original popcorn except for in, you know, graves, you know, 1,000 years old and that sort of thing. But popcorn used to look a lot like wheat. And they hybridized it. They hybridized it into what? They hybridized it into, well, the corn that we find now is popcorn on a little stalk, you know, cob, if you will. But it was never that way. It was always before the original popcorn on shoots such as wheat. But over the years, well, it got hybridized. Now it's Zaya Maize. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional hybrids. We're called Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.